And let me bring Jason Kanz in, and I'll tell you how you can win that. First thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. I thought of a third title we could have. I wish it was longer. That's another way we could just call this whole thing. So,
best 5 minutes, first thoughts, wish it was longer.
Yeah, because I wish it was longer every day. I'm like, man, I could talk to the guy longer. But here's the deal. We found a cute kid who tells the Christmas story, and his mom had him reading some things, and then Michelle Johnson shared it on her Facebook page. And so it's pretty that's our inspiration to ask people to call the listener line at 396-1670 today. And let's hear your child share just at least a little portion of the Christmas story the best they can. So we're looking for cute kid sounds, kind of sharing the Christmas story, their 2 cents worth today. 396-1670, win yourself some Christmas music. So how about that?
That's awesome. That's wonderful.
But your kids are my kids are getting a little older.
They're all sleep and they're all sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
They're missing the best part of the day.
Yeah. Every once in a while, Tessa will say to me, "Hey, I heard you guys on the radio this morning," and by that she means she hears my part because I'm certain she's not actually listening to the radio.
Okay. All right. Oh, some cute pictures of you guys and your dogs I've seen on Facebook. So.
Well, I was going through pictures last night and realizing that about 89% of the pictures I've taken in the last eight months have been with me and Sam. So he's our newest big rescue dog. He's 106 pounds, and he's like a Velcro dog to me. He never leaves my side. So
there was a cute picture of him with Tessa, too. Or a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she, Sam, the dog, is about her size, right? So bigger?
He outweighs her probably by about 40 pounds.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And remind people what kind of dog Sam is?
He's what's called a Dogo Argentino. It's a cross between, the originally was a cross between Great Dane and Boxer. And we've had both Boxers and Great Danes in the past. And it's just been he's been a lovely addition. So,
Yeah. Well, Luke 17 is what we're tackling today on the radio. And this one, I guess what jumps out to me, Jason, is that idea. And New Living, it doesn't say it in quite the way that I like it best. But that idea where Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is within you. And I just think without him saying it in Luke 17, I don't think we really take that away from anywhere else. But I think that's a great message and a hugely important one that I think, sadly, too often kind of escapes us.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what I focused on as well. So I'm in NIV, and it says, here it is, or there. People will not say here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. You know, and I think sometimes when we think about the kingdom of God, we think about it as some future thing that will be coming.
Right.
And I don't think that's what Jesus was saying.
No, he seems to be with that, saying within you. Right? I mean, I think that's quite the wake-up call, and that the kingdom has, and the late, great Dallas Willard, I mean, he kind of unpacked that well, too, right, in his teachings, the idea that the kingdom is within you, so let it flow through you.
Yeah, and I think in the NIV where it adds in your midst, I think the thing there is it's not only within us as individuals, but it's within us as in relationship.
Yeah.
And
amen.
I think that's, you know, and I think you and I would both agree with that.
I've already picked out my word for next year. This year it was spirit-led. Next year it's going to be relationship. Do you have an early beat on your word of the year for 2021? Are you ready to make that announcement, sir?
I'm not. You know, I was telling Heather that last night. I said, normally I have my word pinned down by now, and it's going back and forth between whole and beauty, and My concern with going with whole, which I've never done before, surprisingly, it's such a big word. And so, I don't know. We'll see. I've got a couple of weeks left yet.
All right. We won't pressure you. But now, did you read the Brian Zahn book with Beauty in the title? Remind me the title of that.
Beauty Will Save the World. No, I have not.
Okay.
Kansas, I can't ever pronounce her last name, Rompertel.
Rompertel.
Yeah, so she had mentioned that book recently as well, and I said I'd need to get that. I think that would be a really good one.
All right, you can only read one at a time. Actually, how many books do you read at a time?
Usually I focus on one at a time, but I usually will have multiple going at any given time. So lately it's been one at a time.
All right, very good. Yeah, and there's more things between what you posted on Facebook and Twitter and I did, and we could go on, but I got to move to some music. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow, Luke 18.
Talk to you later. Yep, bye.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and both of us, Caleb and I, both kind of in disbelief in reading this particular story today, that a certain color car, Caleb, is the world's most popular color for vehicles for the 10th straight year.
And that's what's even more amazing is that it's been a decade, and I've never owned a car this color. I do not believe my family has either. And just trying to figure this out, especially given where we live. But maybe it's different here in the Midwest than it is in other parts of the country.
Maybe. Let's do the great reveal. Drivers worldwide have made, drumroll, white the most popular car color for the 10th year in a row. I mean, isn't the instant thought the same thing with carpet? It's going to get dirty.
Really dirt. I mean, and again, if you live anywhere in the Midwest driving on some of those dirt roads in Iowa or just all the muck during the winter here in Wisconsin, your white car is going to get really dirty. You're going to spend a fortune going through with the car wash. The other thing is, it might be kind of hard to find your car sometimes when we get heavy snow.
Yeah. So basically, this is Philadelphia-based paint company Exalta's 68th Annual Global Automotive Color Popularity Report, finding that 38% of rides on the road today are done up in solid white, 27%, or pearl white. So one of the two. So solid white or pearl white together, they make up 38%. The same overall percentage as the last couple of years.
Black also almost held 4 in 10 cars.
Yeah, black also held steady year over year at 19%. Gray up two at 15. Silver dipped into the single digits. I have kind of a gold car. I'm driving a 2005 Honda Accord that's gold.
Now here's the thing: I wouldn't choose white if I were in this position, but I have never been in the position where I actually picked the color of a car.
Okay.
Again, when you're buying used vehicles, it's just sort of like you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. So it's like. But I wouldn't choose white.
No, I wouldn't either. And so if you have a white vehicle, do you like it? I mean, I'm just kind of surprised. I just think, you know, mine looks dirty enough at gold or red or blue. But anyhow, 3, 9, 6, 16,
unless it hides, some of the streaks and grime and things like that. But I wouldn't really think so.
No, I wouldn't think so either. Call us this morning, 715-396-1670, and let us know, well, what is Christmas all about? Inspired by young 4-year-old David. We are sharing some of him. With that, we've got a youngster from up north. Give it a listen.
I'm calling to talk about what Christmas is about. I'm Sawyer, and I'm from Exxon. What I think Christmas is about is Disney not getting, and about Jesus celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Young Sawyer.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sawyer. Appreciate
Great
that.
Great job.
We're going to connect him with some Christmas music this morning.
There you go. Speaking of youngsters, kids born in 2020 will hear a lot of things said about the year that lasted a decade. But Ally Bank, a national company, wants to send a message that there is great reason for optimism. So it's an online bank company. You've probably heard about them before. They're offering a $250 gift in a savings account to every single baby born on December 31st, 2020.
Wow.
Now, an average of 10,000 babies are born every day in the U.S., and so this is Ally Bank's way of thanking the very last babies of the year for helping us end 2020 on a positive note, because, again, what brings more joy than the birth of a child?
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is something. Way to go. Hey, thanks to a friend listening, Michelle, chiming in with a text at 396-1670, says, thanks for playing all the great Christmas music. It was hard to wait until after Thanksgiving to start playing it.
Right?
I listened to you down in La Crosse every morning while taking my son to daycare. The meaning behind the music has kept me going when the thought of how things are different in a pandemic gets me down. So appreciate that.
That's wonderful.
And we'll get her some Christmas music download as well. But we heard from John Fields, right?
We did. And so, again, we were just kind of saying on the air, well, who's the best Christmas music artist that we play? And, and you mentioned Amy Grant, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Of course, I love Go Fish. I love Reliant K, Jason Gray, Matt Maher, and on and on and on.
Yeah.
But, John Fields, our friend up in Ladysmith, he said, no, hands down, Phillips Craig and Dean, best Christian artist.
Of course he said that. Here's a
We'd expect nothing less.
PCD, Born as the King, WWIB. Enjoy, John.
Well, we're not going to ask you to lay down on a couch, but maybe recline your seat a little bit if you're driving. Psychology facts that you did not know, and I actually found these very fascinating.
Yeah, they're kind of interesting.
Let's start with this first one. People are happier when they're kept busy. It keeps them feeling positive. And, you know, again, maybe some of the tough times this year has been that inactivity with a lot of time spent on the couch, so to speak. we're created to work, right? And
yeah.
God gave Adam and Eve work to do. My dad always told me work came before the fall, so
yeah,
don't complain
go.
About it.
That's right. Meanwhile, chocolate discharges the same chemical in your body as when you feel love. No wonder people love it so much. Right?
Hershey Company, thank you.
Yes.
A 20-second hug releases chemicals in the body that help you trust the one you're hugging. When's the last time you hugged someone,
a long hug.
Non-spouse, for 20 seconds?
I mean, considering the World Health Organization has discouraged hugging, so we know
yeah.
within the confines of our home. But yeah, that's a long hug.
You're one of those giant teddy bears.
Studies suggest that losing your phone triggers the same panic as a near-death experience.
Yes, 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 yes. Psychology facts that you didn't know. The brain feels rejection as pain.
Hmm.
Mm, ow.
Your mind wanders about 30% of the time.
Huh?
Well, that seems like a low number to some of us.
Psychology facts you didn't know. You can't really multitask.
Hmm.
I want to beg to differ, but I think this is accurate.
I was trying this morning, and even as I was here, I felt like your performance goes down when you try to do more than one thing, right? We're only capable of being close with about 150 people.
That sounds like a ton. I guess it depends how you define closeness.
I'm close to 3,000 Facebook friends, so I apologize. I can't be close to all of you.
Psychology facts you may not know. When you remember a past event, you're remembering the last time you remembered it.
Huh.
That is like Inception-level meta stuff right there.
80% of conversations, 80% are complaining. Okay, so that's why Philippians 2:14 says, do everything without complaining
everything.
And arguing. Yeah.
Be part of the 20% and help that grow. Psychology facts you didn't know. Three more. People who volunteer are more satisfied with their lives.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Another psychology fact you didn't know. Your brain is more creative when it's tired.
No kidding.
Really?
And finally, relationships are more important for your health than exercise.
Hmm. But both of them are important. But
yes.
Yeah, there you go. Relationships. I've already picked out my word of the year for 2021.
Oh,
this
already?
Year it's been spirit-led. Yeah, I just feel like the Spirit led me to pick relationships. So
that's
okay. My word. Next year, with God, with others, WWIB. Hey, my friend Eric Nielsen, a great post. You know, it just feels different this Christmas, right? And we know why. The pandemic and some of the songs even we're playing are like, you know, they have to do with, you know, lots of people. And it's even going to stores and they're trying to say only a certain number. Catch this. Even if we cannot gather in person, Emmanuel, God with us. Even if some Christmas traditions have had to go, Emmanuel, God with us. Even if we might not get to hug family and friends, Emmanuel, God with us. Even if we cannot sing carols beside each other, Emmanuel, God with us. And finally, even if Christmas cheer is harder this year, Emmanuel, God with us.
Mm.
So, good stuff. Thank you, Eric. WWIB, Phil Wickham, on your Christmas station.